So, don't know if you were keeping up with us, Eli, but we're in Niful. The Yesod of Niful is an over. Niful is a humbling of oneself, a recognition of the enormous disparity between Hashem's godless and our cutness, recognizing that and coming to Hashem with that, with that anova, with that submission. That's the etzem yosod of this niful. We do tachan and we do nefilas kapayim. We bend down. We mamash submit ourselves totally to Hashem. That's the musag of kriya. Kriya means mishtachavim. Now the Gemara, the end of the first paragraph of Baba Chama, says that if somebody's not he doesn't bow during moedim, he doesn't mishtachavim during moedim. And then Nasa Shidre Kanachash. His spawn becomes a Nachash. And Tosafot points out there, what's the problem with that? Is because he won't be able to come with Tiras HaMaisim. Okay, that's not getting to the depths of it. The Toras Chaim makes an unbelievable observation. Why? He said Moedim. He was said Moedim. He didn't say Moedim. He said Moedim. He said Mishtachaveh. He said that was the Nachash. And he should lose Olam Haba for that. He doesn't come with Tiras HaMaisim just because of that. So the Torah's Chaim points out a Moedika thing here, Mamash, unbelievable, is that when he's Moedim standing up, he's Moedim to the Nachash. So the Nachash in Gan Eden stood up upright. What was his punishment? Go crawl on the ground. Go crawl on the ground. Humble yourself. That's what happened there in Gan Eden. Okay? So when a person stands upright and he's Moedim, who are you Moedim to? When you're Moedim to Hashem, you have to bow down. You have to humble yourself. So that's why a person who says Moedim when he's not humbling himself, when he's not, so then he's Moedim to the Gaiva, he's not Moedim to the Anova. That's an interesting Torah's Chaim. Go have a look there. The end of the first paragraph of Baba Kama, the Torah's Chaim on this Tikkun HaGadata. There's a whole Amud there on what Vaidah is and what a Koros HaTov is. It's a very, very interesting piece if somebody wants to go through it. And we'll see some of that. I'm saying this now because we'll see some of that coming up in what he's going to speak about now. So I'm on Kuf Aleph, the third paragraph. He says, like the second paragraph. Because of this, that the fact that Anova and Shiflus in front of the Boire, that is the beauty of this Tzurus of Tfila. Chazal were koveya different types of or different amounts of bowings in tefillah, everybody according to his status and his need in order to think about and to establish for himself the cutness of himself klape the boyer and his butters of himself klape the boyer. Vamru Chazal's Gemara in Brochus Daf Lamed Dalet. Hedyot koyre ba'avoyis u'moedim tefilas v'sof. A hedyot, he bows ba'avoyis and ba'moedim tefilas v'sof. We don't exactly we slightly different, but that's the ikur yoter pochot u'didu. Koyin gadol. Kohen Gadol, he has to bow at the beginning of every brocha. Melech, he bows once and he stays down until the end of the tefillah. So the idiot bows a couple of times. Kohen Gadol, every brocha. The king, he stays down the whole time. Then you've seen the yekkers when they say Moedim. No, you don't see it anymore. I used to daven sometimes in a Yekker shul in Johannesburg there. So even those Yekkers, you don't see them doing it. Because whatever, it's a law mukabal. But when they used to say Moedim, the Rabbonim, they used to go down for Moedim and they stay down for the whole of Moedim. For the whole of. I'm talking about in Chazor Sashas. For sure in the Shmonestra, I don't know what they're doing. I wasn't watching. I was in Mash Shmonestra. But in the Chazor Sashas, they used to go down and stay down the whole time. But a Melech, his whole Shmonestra, he's bound. He's down. So what's Pshat? Nemo, vi ke khleis shleim li palel kam li fnem izbech Hashem Machreya al Birkov. He came up from being bowed down. He got up to the okay, off these Davin Ein Sham. Behainu. The Kakol Adam Godol Yosef, the greater the person is, Kach Tzarich Lachni Atzmo Yosef Yosef. If you're really a nobody, as you don't have to, you don't have to worry about, because you know you're a nobody. But when you're the king or you're the queen, Godol at the Choshuv, the ganze Welt coming and Mishnech Aving to you. So you've got a bit of a problem now. You might think that you're a somebody, so you need more humbleness. He needs to humble himself more and more. When you look at a king, you see the opposite of a nova. We know that in Torah, the king has to be the biggest anov. Dovin HaMelech is less lemigami klum. He has nothing of his own. When you look at Dovin HaMelech, you don't see Dovin HaMelech. You see Hashem. Even when he's fully actualized and he's functioning fully, you're not supposed to see him. That's all tachlis of a. That's why Chizkiyahu Melech was so scared to even daven, because if he davened, he thought maybe you'll see a bit of Chizkiyahu. Yeah, he didn't want to be seen because he understood that a Melech has to be completely shakuf. Also, he needs to work on that a lot harder than anybody else because he's the king. He's the king. He's the head guy. Yeah. And when you're going to the king, you meet the chavei to the king, and everyone's humbling themselves in front of the king. So he has to work much harder to humble himself in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he needs to bow much more. That's the chayyur pshat in the Gemara. He needs to internalize the shiflus more and more and more into his heart. It's much harder for him. So he understands. But a king, the Kohen Gadol, that's choshuv. He goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh, you can start getting feelings of being a somebody. He has to work on his anovah more. He has to bow more. So you see that idea of being mishtachaveh is a mustog of humbleness. We saw last week that somebody who has gaiva, him and a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't be in the room together. We saw that it says in the Gemara, then Tzaytash, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein ani v'hu yocholim ledor bo'ilom. This Baal Gaiva and me, we can't live in the world together, Hashem says. They say that's why when you go to the Kaisel, your Gava goes away. Because there's a Shina never left the Kaisel. The Shina can't leave the Kaisel. But when you come there with Gaiva, the Shina has to leave because and the Shina can't live with somebody who has Gaiva. Therefore, when you go to the Kaisel, your Gava has to leave you because the Shina ain't going anywhere. The two can't be in the same place at the same time. Well, this is a joke, not a joke. But that's if you've got Gava problems, go stand at the Kaisel. And then the Shina takes over, hopefully. Okay. So, but that's the vort. The vort is the greater the person, the harder this is to work on. So, where do we see this halacha nogea ayom? That's very nice, but we don't have a king, we don't have a queen, Godel, and everybody governs and bends at the same time. You know, it's all fixed in the Shmoneh Esrei. Nobody, the Rosh Yeshiva is not davening, bowing down 8 times, and I'm bowing down 3 times. Everybody's davening, benching the same, bowing the same. It says, no, it's nogea ayom. Again, humbleness doesn't mean you don't know who you are and you don't know what you've got. But there's no reason what he's got. So this guy knows that he's a big Talmud Chacham. Or he's a big beer. He's got lots and lots of money. He's an important member of the community. He needs to spend more time meditating and thinking about he's a novice, he's shiftless and he's butless in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Person who, when he's bowing in Tfilah and he's bowing, mishtachavim, and he thinks about this concept, that means he's falling, there's nothing. Everything just falls down and he's lying flat on the ground. That thinking about when you bang down what you're really doing, that brings in its wake enormous yira into his mind. He becomes a yira shemaim. He acquires yira when he does that. שמייסן נויר הזה של אשתה חבורה, נעשה אצלנו כמו עוד הרבה מייסן, מיצווס אנושי מלומדה. אורך הוולד איזי סייז, this מייסה of bowing, has become like a lot of the מייסים we do, which is מיצווס אנושי מלומדה. You know, you say the biggest avera is mitzvah sanoshi melumoda. That's the biggest avera. We just become habituated. We're not real with our relationship with Hashem. So too, when we mishtechaveh, because it says in the Siddur, now you bow, so you bow. But if you think about this concept that we're talking about now, oho, how much godless a person can achieve, even just once a day, if you'll take one of the bowings a day. And to think about this idea, you're already in a different world. You're already on the journey to greatness. We don't get the enormity of this thing called bowing. That's why I brought the Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that a person who doesn't bow, it was Maid Hashem, Maidim Lacha, but it just didn't mishtachave as Eintres Amesin. So, however much we don't understand that, but we see this mishtachavim as an enormous koyach. It's a very powerful thing, it's not small. Physically, it's not a big deal, you just bow down. But the question is, what's the movement? What's behind this Maisa? Behind the Maisa is a meaning. And that's this paragraph we just learned above that needs to be processed into and wired into the mishtachavim. And then that leads to untold greatness. But tzarich leis boinen as rabba, the omol, the yegir, la hasig ahergish b'zeh. This, he says, requires a lot of thinking, a lot of toil, a lot of effort to acquire this feeling, to get a feeling of this humbleness. The moshah kinyonim umayles amitis, teniknim b'lo omol v'yegir hanistrochim. Everything that's worthwhile requires effort and toil and input. If it comes easy, you have to be whatever. How much can it be worth if it came easy? Most of the achievements, most of the things that give us sipuk and enjoyment and we feel something for, the things we toiled for. So then it's not really shaykh for me because it's so hard, it's so difficult in any way. No, you start with one mishtachave a week. Start with one a week. Thinking about what you're doing, you're already a different person. I found the place to do this. Don't tell anybody, but for me, the place to do this, where I try to think about it and process it a little bit, is in Tachanun. Because you've got time. In Shemona Esrei, you're bound, you come up again, you're already trying to not forget the next words you're saying, and you're trying to focus, and you lose concentration, and by the time you're bowing in Moedim, you've finished Shemona Esrei, and you don't even remember if you said Moedim or not. They want kasher to spend time with you in Moedim. But then we try. You're trying to think on the Koros HaTov, and the Mishtachaveh kind of gets lost a little bit. But it's happening in your head's down for quite a while. It's not a bad time to just focus on this idea. During Tachanun, Shachris, Mincha, I don't even bother. I don't even try. So that's another story, but in Shachris, you've got a little bit of time. So Zemakom Lachshov a little bit, just to start thinking a little bit on this subject. It says you have to think a lot. So you start a little bit comes to a lot. Can't start with a lot. You have to start with a little. Anyway, that's the idea. We're trying to work on tefillah, we're trying to grow tefillah, we're trying to steig in tefillah, we're trying to raise our levels of tefillah. And nova is the thing that's ma'akev more than anything else. It's imperative in tefillah, it's the hakdomah to call tefillah, and it's something worthwhile investing in, because it's every area, it's a koshuv. When it comes to tefillah, it's obvious. I mean, if you just think about it for half a nanosecond, it's more obvious that you, if you're coming to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a recognition that only he can help you, and you can't help yourself, because if you can help yourself, why are you asking Hashem to help you? So there's an inbuilt understanding that you need Hashem. So how can you come there as a balgaiva and tell Hashem, oh, look at me, I'm so choshuv. If you're so choshuv, you've got to take care of it yourself. Tefillah minei obey is an inbuilt mechanism to be humbled, because otherwise, makorepo, Okay. Well, so we're on to the next lotion of tefillah. V'yamoy Pinchas v'yipalel. V'yipalel el Hashem. This is the word we tend to use for tefillah, which is tefillah. Tefillah is tefillah. That's what we use. We've seen a whole lot of other bunch of words, but now we're using pilul. I just want to see how he translates pilul. Nipul is throwing oneself down, falling. Pilul, he translates, unbelievable translation. He translates it as prayer. Wow, look at that. V'yamot Pinchas v'yipalel. Pinchas stood and prayed. Okay, so I thought that's what we've been doing all the time until now. I would have thought that would be the first one, and then everything else is just different aspects of prayer. No, it seems this is a category in and of its own. There's tzaka, there's tra'a, there's bitul, there's nefila, there's kriya. Now there's a thing called prayer. This is called Sharim B'Tfila. So it means the whole category, the whole story is Tfila. And then there's in the different types of Tfila. But Tfila is a thing in and of its own. Okay, let's see. It's quite a surprise. Okay. Tfilul, who are Loshan HaMashamesh, B'Stama, L'inyan HaNizgav Shabana Oiski. This word Tfilul is a generic word. I'm using the word generic for Stam. How do you translate Stam? Yeah, I'm translating as generic. Everybody knows what I mean? Generic, that's the... What are you going to do? I'm going to daven. I'm going to pray. That's what we're dealing with. This awesome subject we're dealing with. The general term. The general term maybe is pilul. That's the word. The Torah. Klal Yisrael. For this subject we're dealing with, this multifaceted diamond called tefillah, we call it davening, tefillah. We've been watching tefillah, we see shnei pirushim. In the, what does this word mean? What's the biru? What's the explanation of this word tefillah? So he found two pirushim. Echad lotin din v'mishpat. K'mosh v'kosa v'nosin b'plilim. Anyo ledei dayonim. Klilim is dayonim, so there's mishpat, din v'mishpat. But with all Dvarim Rabbah, in the Midrash in Dvarim Rabbah, he viu loshen tefillah shel pilul, v'doshim ha'posuk v'yamot Pinchas v'yipalel, she'osa mishpat. The Midrash says on this posuk, v'yamot Pinchas v'yipalel, he was mipaleling. What was he doing? He was davening. If you read the posuk, it says, v'yamot Pinchas v'yipalel, what's the picture here? You have a guy staying there with talis and tefillin, and he's standing there, in the Shmona Esra position, he's davening. That's the picture that comes into your head. It says, V'yamud Pinchas v'yipalel. No? So you have a picture of a full beard with a long white beard standing and davening. Chazal say, She'otza mitbat. U'kenir she'dol shugam ken linyan tefillah she'yipalel. Aval ein mikri yoytzi midei pshuta, She'otza din. Means Pinchas was for sure davening. But the simple word, the simple meaning of the word pilul is loshen din. So there's a connection here between din and mishpat and tefillah. We have to see what that's about. That's what the Midrash is telling you. V'yamot Pinchas yipalel, or he said mishpat. But he was also davening. He was also V'yamot Pinchas Yipalel. That picture you have of him standing, you know, davening there, that's come true, because that's what the Pasuk says. I mean, sorry, the Pasuk says he did din, but he was supposed to davening. So we see there's a deep connection between these two concepts as a Midrash teaching. V'hamba b'farshim miloshen ha-tachboros k'moshe kosev niftoili elokim niftalti imachoisi v'mafarsh Rashi Nishabati li yois kamo achoisi. Loshen niftoili is loshen chibur. V'niru sheshev purim emes lefaresh, she'amil ha'tfila koleles kol ha'shoynes v'oifne ha'tfila. That means tfila is din, that's right, it's also chibur. And he says here that the loshen tfila includes all the different languages and styles and aspects of tfila. inside the word tefillah is the whole story. We know. The Purim tefillah miloshen nitchabrut. Loshen tefillah, the one understanding we saw is loshen hitchabrut. Join together to mechaber. Loshen chivrut, chevra. Come together. Ein tzarech lefarash. Lama nichlalu beloshen zeh kol oifnei tefillah. You don't have to explain to me why in that word, in that aspect of tefillah, when it's talking about hitchabrut, that you don't have to explain to me why that includes all the aspects of tefillah. The portion to Shazel in tefillah. What is tefillah? Vekas ha-machshava v'kol rikshe adam b'boyah. What is tefillah if not taking all of yourself and mechabering to the b'boyah? That's what tefillah is. Any tefillah, whether it's tzaka, nefillah, shoah, bitsu, whatever it is. What are you doing? You're taking everything and you're throwing it at Hashem. You're mechabering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Loshon HaRambam in the Moreh Nevukim. Hello, b'yati lecha shezeh ha-seichel asher shofa aleinu mi-Hashem yisale. For a dibuk asher beinenu v'beinoi. I already explained, says the Rambam, that the seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us, that comes to us from Hashem Yisrael, that's the cleaving, that's the kesher, the connection between Him and us. Barashut notena lecha im tirtze, lechazek hadibuk hazeh tase. And you have permission, if you want, to strengthen this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want, do it. And if you want to weaken it until it stops completely, chas v'chalila, go ahead and do it. Rambam. V'lo yitchazik v'lo yitchazek zeh hadibuk rak v'yishtamshech bo v'avas Hashem v'yitei chavonos chaleh kamo shebiyam. You will only strengthen this connection. You want to strengthen this, right? You have the choice. You want to strengthen it, strengthen it. You want to weaken it, weaken it until it ends completely, Rahman al-Itzlan. So now, if you want to strengthen it, only by cleaving your thoughts and thinking about Avos Hashem, and that your thoughts, you're thinking about Hashem, like I explained. And you'll weaken it by having other thoughts other than the thoughts about Hashem. When you're not thinking about Hashem, so then you're not dovuk with Hashem. When you think about Hashem, you dovuk with Hashem. But at least we'll be davening. The whole day is a l'poshut. L'poshut. If Chaim discusses it in Shadalit, how you're supposed to think about Hashem while you're learning Torah, it's not so simple. If you think about Hashem while you're learning Torah, you won't get shut in the kutzos. You know, if you're busy davening while you're learning, you're saying Tehillim while you're learning. So this kind of explains how you work on having that total awareness of Hashem. But at least when you're talking to Hashem, you should be thinking about Him. It's not there. It's not starting in the impossible places. Start where you're busy davening, or you're talking to Hashem. So that's not a bad place to think about Him and strengthen this dibuk that we have. But And you should know, he says, even if you're the biggest chochem in the world, with having actualized and realized the emes of the chochmah of Elokis, when you turn your thoughts to food, not about extraneous, what you need, or la'isech tzorich, when you have to take something care of. There's already a disconnection. You're not with him and he's not with you. Don't know what to do with that. That's too big for me. By the way, there are ways, even when you're eating and even when you're dealing with an Eisek Tzorich, that you can be thinking about Hashem. We'll discuss it, Mitzvah Hashem. But we know that to be true. When you start taking care of something else, and you forget about Hashem, then there's no connection. There's no connection. It's the same with anybody else. And I'm thinking about you, then we're not connected. When I see you and think about you, then we connect. If I'm not thinking about you, I'm thinking about somebody else. You and I are not connected. Yeah, so this needs an explanation. I'm going to start it because we have to, Mitzvah, we'll pick this up next week. Well, this is the Rambam. Shavit Hashem Negdi Tommy becomes critical now. I don't know if you guys remember, but when we learned from Israel Svarim, and when Israel Zatzal used to speak, he was very, very central theme of a lot of his Torah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's warning to Adam Arishon, Ten Daitcha, Shelo Tachriv Esoilomi. Ten Daitcha. The Rabbi Zilu used to say, you see that Hesech Hadas can machriv the world. Person has to have Ten Daitcha. There's Ten Daitcha and there's Hesech Hadas. Ten Daitcha is when I'm focused and I'm thinking about what I'm supposed to be thinking about. Hesech Hadas is when you're Menutak Legamre. That's the destruction. That's the Churban. The world was created for us to be with Hashem. The minute you're not with Hashem, that's the Churban. There's our Churban. And that's a big job and it's a big struggle. Even in davening, we know she's a boy de mod mod kasher. But that's the sort of pillar we'll see. Okay, I'm not going to go on because once we start this, we have to go through it. But a big aspect of what we're going to be talking about, Mr. Sim, is going to be this aspect of Dreykus, of